Welcome to an Englishman in the Balkans podcast. I'm David.
I'm Tamara.
And this podcast is where we bring you stories of life, culture, and adventure in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
From the unique perspective of exploring this beautiful corner of the world.
Whether you're here for travel tips, cultural insights, or simply to share in the stories of everyday life, we're glad you've joined us. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and today I have something a little different for you. As many of you know, this podcast is mostly about life here in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The small moments, the slow rhythms, and the rich culture that I've grown to love over the years. But every so often, I like to step outside the Balkans, explore somewhere new, and bring those reflections back home with me. These occasional episodes act as little bridges, connecting the life I've built here in Bosnia to the wider world beyond. This is one of those episodes, a special audio podcast from a recent journey to the Netherlands, to a city that completely surprised me, Haarlem. Tamara and I started our trip with a bus from Banja Luka to Zagreb, an overnight stay there, and an early flight to Amsterdam. My brother-in-law met us at Schiphol, and together we took a local bus to Haarlem. We always choose the bus when we can. It's slower, of course, but you can see so much more, and it's a gentle way to transition into a new place instead of rushing past life outside the window. Arriving in Haarlem felt like stepping into a living painting. It's about the same size as Banja Luka, but it carries a different energy. Elegant, easygoing, and deeply historic. Narrow streets lined with old houses that lean this way and that. Flower boxes spilling over windowsills. The famous Dutch bench in front of everyone's house. And canals glimmering in the soft northern light. Tamara was discovering the Netherlands for the first time, and each corner felt like an invitation to wander and wonder. We moved slowly, admired crooked houses, and found ourselves captivated by the details that make a city feel alive. On our last evening, we sat together by the River Spana to talk about everything we'd experienced. We recorded that conversation, and I'd love to share it with you now.
It's the evening before we're going back to the village in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and we're sat, Tamara and I, next to the River Spana, which is the river that runs through the Dutch city of Haarlem, where we've been for the last
7 days,
and we're going home tomorrow. It's been an amazing visit, lots of history. We've learnt a lot about the history. We've seen architecture, we've heard music, we've had Dutch tastes, and we've also managed to find a little bit about the Dutch people. And that's what I want to start with, because, you know, over the years we've been together, which has been many, 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 you've always been a little bit sceptical about the Dutch.
Not really. I have not been sceptical about the Dutch, but it's just the language that I did not appreciate much, because they have that sound, and it just doesn't sound pleasant to me. But I never really met any Dutch people. So now I have, and yeah, they're really nice, cool people. Everyone speaks English, like even the toddlers, I think, they speak English. I'm just kidding, but yeah, everybody speaks English, and they're very friendly. Nice and friendly people. Yeah, very good.
So we've got cars, we're sat next to the canal, the river, which is like a canal, and there's cars going behind. When we cross the roads here, while we're talking about cars, we have to be very careful, because it's not just the cars, is it?
No. Lots of bicycles. And that's what I like. I love the bicycle culture. Like, people are just driving bicycle and everything in their bicycles, like shopping, kids, dogs, bags, like the goods, anything. And they are really, really fast. And you can see many different types of bicycles. Family bicycles, electrical bicycles, kiddies bicycles, like all kinds of it.
We even saw a pensioner in a wheelchair, sat in his wheelchair
in one of those bicycles.
On the front of one of those bicycles.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called, but they're huge, and you can really fit like 3-4 small children in it. They're really, really good. They look like a wheelbarrow, actually.
They do. I like the long electric ones with these rather sleek covers on top of them where they put their kids inside and everything.
I like the electric ones with the wide tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are very good.
They look like cross-country bikes.
They make like a really, really like a sound. The tires make cool sound. I don't know how to describe the sound, but they really make a good sound. And they are fast.
You have to be very careful walking down the road.
They look smaller than the normal bikes, but they're really fast. You have to be very careful.
When
you
walk,
die here.
Being knocked over by a bike.
More than a car.
You know, we went to Amsterdam for a day, and don't want to dwell on that because the idea was to come and visit my sister and my brother-in-law here in Haarlem.
Haarlem, yeah.
But when we did go to Amsterdam on that day, you know, you were, I think, shocked and a bit speechless when you saw the amount of bicycle parking that there was, and especially when we went into the underground bike park in Haarlem Station.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really unreal, because I like the culture, because all these people getting, like, I don't know how much they bicycle, but nobody takes cars. Like, there's very few cars around here, but everyone takes bikes, and it's just the way they park them, like these parking lots. The parking lots are like triple six, but we have like a video. I made a video.
Yeah, you made a video.
Like they have a 6 layers. Apparently, you just pull them out, you put your bike in, and then you push it back, and it's really cool. And another cool thing is that in this garage, you have a like nearby like a bicycle shop. So if you have a flat tire or if anything is wrong with your bicycle, you can get it repaired so that you can get home. So yeah, it's cool. And the underground bicycle that we've seen, so everyone comes to the train station, they park their bicycle, they come with the bicycle, they park their bicycle in the underground seat, and then they take a train to Den Haag or Amsterdam or wherever you have to go. It's quite cool. I like it.
A byproduct, though, of bicycles, we thought, is you said that you had seen very few overweight people here, not only in the Netherlands, but particularly in Haarlem.
They all seem very fit people. I didn't see many fat people in Haarlem or wherever we went. But I don't know if that's the case for the whole Holland. But yeah, they're all pretty fit, have good looking legs, and they're pedaling.
Everybody's pedaling, aren't they?
Everyone is pedaling.
So we've seen this bicycle culture, which is world famous, but we never, I don't think, appreciated the impact that bicycles had.
No.
But it is really cool.
I want to get a bike now.
Yeah. I'd like to get I'm going to go for not the lazy option, but the more techie option. I'm really going to look at the price of electrical bikes. The canals and the rivers here, it seems that everything revolves around that. We've had two trips. One was seeing Amsterdam from the canals, but I think the nicer one was seeing how the canal system works in Haarlem. And we're sat here. It's windy. You must probably hear that.
It's really
and
chilly.
It's not the weekend, so there's not much going on this evening. But the other evening we were here, and it was getting dark, and the whole thing is just like a whole new life on the water, isn't it?
Yeah, and I like how they have a like a cafe culture. Like they also go like, we are in Bosnia, we love our coffee and coffee bars and everything. But they do too, and they go lots to restaurants as well. Like it's a huge thing. In the weekends, you have to book a table. You won't be able to get a table anywhere. And we went the other night for drinks, and we could hardly find a table. Yeah.
That's right. But life on the river.
And then life on the canal, it's just like, what would I do here? Like, I really like sitting on the bench and watching people. Because,
like we're doing now.
Like we're doing now, but there's nobody here now because it's a working day and it's really chilly. But you just cruise around, families, friends, girlfriends, whatever, on the boat, and they go up and down the canal.
Drinking champagne,
having dinner, having fun. Like, it's really, really unique. I really like it, yeah.
Earlier
and there's, like, so many boats. Like, there's not one or two. Like, there's so many boats coming. Like, it's really nice.
We were coming for, our final dinner with my sister and brother-in-law. And as we came here, they have all these bridges. There are 66 bridges. In Harlem, across the rivers and canals. On our left is a green one, which is a swinging bridge that opens, and on the right is another one that lifts up. And we saw the most huge cargo ships, one following the other.
Going through these canals.
And the skill of these captains is quite something else, isn't it?
Yeah, because the passage is so narrow, as you can see, very narrow, so you have to get this big ship through it. And it's really a skill. But I guess they've been doing it for a long time, so they are used to it.
Okay. Of all the things to see in Harlem, of which there's many, and if you, listening to this, want to find out what's in Harlem, I'll put a link to Harlem's website, right? So you can see what they have to offer, and I would highly recommend that you come. But we did a few things. I know what I found the most amazing, but one thing that you found amazing about Holland, Harlem, that will stick with you forever.
The one thing.
Just one thing.
Boats on a canal. That's for me one of the best thing ever. I really love it.
I love
that boat culture and bicycle culture as well.
Okay, so the canal culture and the bicycle. That's two, but let's say
definitely.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, actually, there were three things that really got to me when I was in Harlem. One was the windmill, because I think no visit to the Netherlands is complete without seeing a windmill.
Yeah, that was the thing.
But that wasn't there. And then we went into the
cathedral. There is a windmill in Harlem.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not my number one. Then I thought maybe it was visiting the amazing cathedral with all its bells and inside with the stunning organ and finding out that both Mozart and Handel played here back in the day and seeing that. And then I thought, what country in the world could ever take a prison that had only been closed since the last 10 years?
Yeah, that's a good thing as
and,
well.
And in the prison, if you come, go to Harlem prison, not to lock yourself up, but they've really...
They turn it into a university.
There's a university in there, cultural centre in there.
Cinema.
And lots of startup businesses, co-working spaces and everything. I thought that was really cool. We could have seen another prison, but because my sister works in a prison. Well, no, it's an old prison in Amsterdam.
School. She works in a school.
The international school.
That is located in an ex-prison.
Yeah, the international school established itself in Amsterdam, one of Amsterdam's ex-prisons. And, you know, the cells are now cloakrooms and they have all the classes in there. And that said to me that the Dutch are very both innovative and they recycle everything and they repurpose everything.
Yeah, that's true. And they have a dancing houses. They have crooked houses.
Yeah, all the old houses from the, I think,
from back in the
17th century. They're on stilts and
They're kind of tilted.
Yeah, they lean to left and right. They call them dancing houses, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Okay, it's getting chilly and we've got to get back and pack. But would you come back?
Oh, definitely, I would come back, definitely.
One recommendation that you could to anybody that wants to go to the Netherlands and they choose Harlem, what would it be? What would you tell them, the one thing they have to see when they come to Harlem?
I rent a boat and go through a canal. It's a must.
Right. Me, and this only applies to people that consume alcohol, you must try
Genever,
which is a traditional Dutch drink.
It's
a sippable drink,
gin.
And it's the grandfather of gin. So I think it's time to go back to the room. We've got to pack, haven't we?
Yeah,
early start tomorrow.
Early start tomorrow.
Say goodbye to my sister because she'll be off to work early in the morning.
Yes.
And then, this time...
Hit the bed.
What's the time now, roughly?
I don't know.
Let me see if I can... Right. Half
20 to 9.
Half past 8 tomorrow evening, we should be home.
Definitely.
Right.
With our pupsies.
With our pupsies and getting back to a non-Dutch life.
Yeah, to our normal life.
One of the most memorable parts of Harlem was the life on the water. Boats drifting past, families dining on decks, couples toasting under the bridges. The canals aren't just pretty, they're woven into everyday life. Tamara fell in love with this canal culture, and if she had to pick one highlight, it would be renting a boat and gliding through the waterways, watching Harlem unfold from the waterline.
The word single comes from the Dutch word omsingeld, or encircled. Together with the walls and ramparts, the Singles had to defend Harlem against the Spanish during the 80 Years' War.
I loved watching the bridges open for cargo ships, marvelling at the skill of the captains navigating these narrow passages. For me, three things about Harlem stood out: the classic windmill, the grand cathedral where both Mozart and Handel once played, and the old prison turned into a creative hub, a university with cinemas and also co-working spaces. The Dutch really are masters of breathing new life into old places. Standing on the North Sea coast, I thought I might feel a wave of British nostalgia, but instead, I felt rather calm. It reminded me that after all these years, I am an in-betweener.
What do you think about being on a windy beach in Holland, or the Netherlands at Zandvoort?
It's lovely. On the left side where I'm standing, it's the North Sea, and on the right side are all the hotels and like beach huts, restaurants.
But it's not
lovely. I can smell the sea. See, lots of gals, you can't have your food out because they will steal it from you.
It's windy though.
Very windy today. Cold. I was gonna swim, but
you've decided
it's not. It's not Yadran.
The next morning, after having packed our bags, we said goodbye to my brother-in-law. We said goodbye to my sister the night before, but she was off earlier than us in the morning to go to work. And so we made our way back to Bosnia. We returned with our bags slightly heavier, but inspired and carrying new stories that now form part of our life here. Now, I share these occasional travel episodes not to drift away from Bosnia, but to bring new colours and stories back home. Every trip, every encounter, they help me see Bosnia in new ways. And these audio postcards are a way for me to stay rooted here while exploring what lies beyond these hills. They remind me, and maybe you too, that curiosity doesn't stop at any border. If you ever get the chance to visit the Netherlands, skip the big crowds of Amsterdam and spend time in somewhere like Harlem. Rent a boat. Try Jenever, the grandfather of gin, and then just wander around. I'd love to have your thoughts. Have you visited somewhere that changed how you see your own home? Drop me a note at questions@anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. questions@anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. Thank you for joining me on this special episode. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and vidimo se opet. I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, where we hope you have discovered something new about Bosnia and Herzegovina.
If you've enjoyed the show, be sure to hit subscribe and share it with others who might enjoy a journey through the Balkans.
Want to help us keep the stories coming? You can support the podcast by visiting Buy Me a Coffee.
Your support helps us share even more about life, culture, and the hidden gems of this incredible region.
You will find the link in the show notes, along with extra content on our Substack, including behind-the-scenes insights and updates.
And of course, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts, questions, or ideas for future episodes.
Until next time, živjeli!